You're listening to SBS News.
Both of the major parties have lost another election candidate over social media posts making anti-Islamic statements and derogatory comments about women. Liberal candidate for the Tasmanian seat of Lyons, Jessica Whelan, and Labor's candidate for Melbourne, Luke Creasy, have been under pressure for days over posts they made on Facebook. Luke Creasy apologised on Tuesday for rape jokes and pornography he shared online in 2012, but resigned today after further sexist posts were revealed. Ms Whelan also resigned today after admitting to anti-Islamic posts. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he doesn't accept anti-Muslim comments.
Her views were her views, and they do not represent the views of the party I lead, and they do not represent the views of the Liberal Party. These views were not disclosed to the Liberal Party at the time of her nomination. That was confirmed last night.
On the policy front, a re-elected Morrison government announced an extra $203 million to protect Australia's waterways, coastlines and threatened species, including koalas. Protesters used the announcement as an opportunity to voice concerns over the controversial Adani mine in Queensland. Wearing Stop Adani shirts and carrying signs, the protesters followed Mr Morrison and Treasurer Josh Frydenberg around Yarra Bend Park in Melbourne. But the government stayed on message, with Mr Frydenberg saying under the pledge around half of the funding will be earmarked for new initiatives.
Initiatives which will create cleaner and greener communities. Initiatives that will increase recycling, as well as reducing waste and litter across our coastways and our rivers. And importantly, protecting threatened species.
Meanwhile, Greens leader Richard Di Natale criticised both the major parties on their environmental policies. The senator says while the coalition has been a disaster for Australia's environment, Labor is a disappointment and is taking a weaker climate policy to this election than in 2016. He told the ABC Australia could be creating a 21st century renewable energy economy, which he believes is critical for the country to move forward.
We do need to take action. We need to make this transition. It's not just possible, but it's critical that we do it. Our plan would create 180,000 new jobs, and it would tackle what is the single biggest cause of climate change, something that neither of the major parties want to do, and we know why. They receive massive donations from the coal, oil and gas lobby, millions of dollars over recent years, and as a result, no one will go to the root cause of the problem. It's only the Greens.
There was also more support pledged for the National Insurance Disability Scheme by Labor, with leader Bill Shorten vowing to protect the funding if he wins the election. Mrs Shorten says Labor will create an NDIS future fund to guarantee that every dollar budgeted for the scheme will go towards it. In the April budget, it was revealed that there had been a slower than expected uptake of plans under the scheme, meaning there was an underspend of funding. Mr Shorten says he wants to ensure that underspent funds are not redirected to other programs.
So there's money. When a government says they can't afford to fund a new wheelchair, when they say they don't have enough staff, when they say that we've got to keep moving people through and that we can't pay the staff properly, that is a lie. In Australia, there is enough money. The question is what you want to spend it on.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.